listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what a lovely day today is. I thank God that he allowed me to get up this morning. Amen. I don't care what kind of sickness I'm going through. I don't care what kind of problem I'm having. I don't care what my finance look like. I don't care how my children acting up. I don't care how my wife acting up. Don't care how the church acting up. Don't care how the world acting up. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So that lets me know right then and there that the world did not give me this joy. But I know who gave me this joy, and this is Jesus Christ. I just want to thank you for what he has done for me and what he done for you, that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And we bring you greetings and love from all the members and family members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship this morning. This is the day. I'm so glad that the Lord allowed me to get up this morning. I'm so glad that he thought enough for us so that we are alive today. And while we are alive, guess what we're going to do? We're going to tell somebody about that man called Jesus. We're going to tell somebody who might not never heard of Jesus. We're going to explain it. We're going to show our compassion, and we're going to show our love for Jesus Christ. That's why I say this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. So now, church, y'all have heard the motto. Are we ready to say it? Here we go. Come on, say it with me.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel good this morning. I was kind of down up under the weather, but every time I start speaking about Jesus Christ, I get energy, I get power. Oh, I know I can overcome anything in my life. Oh, I know I'm not alone in this situation. So now I'm going to let my wife, she's going to do a couple of announcements for us and tell us some good stuff, because this is coming up on Mother's Day. And on the 12th, I think that's Tuesday, me and Pastor have been married for 14 years. And I thank God for 14 wonderful years. Thank God for 14 good years.
It's been a pleasure. Yes. Married to a man of God. I tell you, I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Amen. You can't find nobody like me.
Yes, yes. And happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there in radio land. We wish you a happy Mother's Day and a blessed one at that. Right now, I just want to give a few announcements. First Church Fivefold Ministry has relocated to 2865 Southwest Bridington Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. The telephone number to the church is 772-873-9699. And also, we have a daycare that is located right next door to the ministry, which is called Treasure Chest Discovery Daycare. The hours of operation is from 6 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening. And that number, you can reach us. Hold on, let me just pull it up here on my phone. I forgot to write it on my paper, but we'll get it together in a minute. Bear with me.
Yes, yes. You can also call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. And if you just want some prayer, you can call us in the radio station. You can dial 772-221-1110. 1100. I know that somebody needs some prayer this morning. I know somebody is going through some trials and tribulations. Somebody is sick. Somebody is down and somebody is depressed. But we're here to encourage you to lift up and give you a good word. I know everybody is looking for a word. But if you pick up your Bibles, you can find that same word that you got to run out there to the hotel and get in the line. You ain't got to look for the word. The word is already there. All you got to do is pick up your Bible, take a towel and get the dust off your Bible. I don't know about maybe 2 or 3 inches of dust on your Bible, but dust it off. Pick the Bible up and begin to read the word. Ain't nobody got to tell you or give you word. The word is already there. Pick up your Bible and read it. And that's where we get our word every day. I get my word from the Lord every day. When I'm going through something, and my favorite scripture is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And every time I say, don't care what I'm going through, I just continue this repeat that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So he is my shepherd, then there's nothing that I need.
Amen. Amen. That's right. He's all of what we need.
All of what we
need.
He's
our power. He's our strength. He's our picker-upper. He's our coffee in the morning.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah. Amen. I'm a donut, too. Come on now. I'm a head go. You know what that song says? And let go my Jesus. Amen.
Okay. The telephone number to Treasure Chest Discovery Daycare is 772-340-3026. And the fax number is 972-878-9651. So listen, if you are looking for someone to take care of your children, to teach them not only the educational aspect, but even the ministry aspect. We are caring. We are compassionate. We love kids. We have our director. Her name is Tamika Williams. She is an excellent leader when it comes to daycare. Amen. So we just want to give a shout out to Tamika Williams this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We're just so blessed to have her. Amen.
Amen.
Well, anyway, we want to go into our word today.
Yes.
And before we go into our word, we just want to open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you this morning, dear God, for the things that you have placed on our heart to give to your people. Father, we ask that you open up the hearts of the people, the minds of the people, that they will receive what is being brought forth to them this morning. And Father, we thank you for Apostle this morning, even though he was under the weather last night.
Yes, yes.
Father, you touched his body and you healed him.
Yes, Lord.
And we just want to thank you for that this morning so that he will be able to deliver your word to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I had to go to the mercy room last night. I had another bout with vertigo. If anybody ever had vertigo, you understand what I'm saying. When you stand up, you feel like you're falling down. When you're sitting up, feel like you're sliding out the chair. When you're laying in the bed, feel like you're sliding out the bed. So I end up going to the emergency room. But thank God that he do have, he healed me last night. And see, here's the problem. And some people sometimes looking for a healing to come out of the sky, miracles. But God said he was going to heal us, but you can't find nowhere in the Bible that he said how he was going to do it. So he healed me through the men, the doctors, and the nurses last night, and the medication. So there's always, it's all kind of ways that God can
there
heal
is
us.
A way. That's right. That's right.
See, I believe in receiving my healing. I kept saying before I got there, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what kind of report they give me, but I'm still healed in the name of Jesus. And we got to learn how to receive the healing before we get there. See, you got to learn how to speak things in the atmosphere so that it can come to pass. Amen. I know my body is healed. Amen. I know my spirit man is healed. So, but yet, I'm still moving on. I'm telling y'all need to understand me. As long as I got breath in this old body, I'm going to preach Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. I ain't going to let nobody stop me, hinder me, or hold me. And see, what this really brings me back to our topic today, how does faith come to a man? So, if I didn't have faith, guess what? I still be sick this morning because I had faith knowing that Jesus Christ was going to heal me even before I got there. But I still had to go through the formalities. I still had to go to the doctor.
Right.
I still had them examine me. But yet and still, I knew when I was in there, I was already healed.
That's right. He gave me the
knowledge. I was already healed. I got faith in Jesus Christ. I got faith in the Word of God. Whatever the Word of God says, guess what? It going to come to pass. Now, how does faith? And some of y'all say, well, how do you get faith? How does faith sit in me? How does faith took root in me? How does faith grows in a man? So now, if you look at Romans chapter 10, and we go to verse 17, it says, so then faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You got to hear the word of God in order for faith to grow on the inside. I didn't say hear the word of man. I didn't say hear the word of the preacher. I didn't say hear the word of the doctor. But I didn't say hear the word of Buddha or anybody else. But you got to hear the word of God. You got to hear something first in order for it to be planted. Just like planting a seed. You can't go out there and say, I want some flowers to grow if you don't put no seeds in the ground.
That's right.
You got to plant something first in order for it to grow. So if we want faith to grow, we got to hear the word of God. You got to plant the word of God deep down on the inside so that it can take root. And once it take root and the roots are deep enough, come on somebody, then it won't be easily pulled up.
That's right.
You got some flowers, the roots that grow on top of the ground. And you can come right along with them and just pull them up. But you ever know it's a weed? It's the hardest thing to pull out your yard.
It sure is.
You ever notice that? You can pull the grass right on up. But the weed, you got to take both hands and you got to struggle. And you got to get a shovel and dig a hole. Why? Because the roots go deep into the ground. Deep into the foundation. And once it get deep into the foundation, it holds on. Come on, somebody.
That's
so
right.
We need faith, the word of God, to grow deep on the inside so that our faith can grow.
That's right. It's hard to kill a weed.
It is. And you can spray that stuff and man come back and 2 weeks later, that weed will pop right back up. Oh, my God. My God. So now, faith come by hearing. You got to open your ears and hear. So in other words, you can't be blinded. In other words, you can't shut out the word of God. In other words, you can't be stubborn, but you got to have an open mind when it comes to the word of God. So you have to receive what God is putting in on the inside of your mind in order for it to grow. So hearing. So now faith comes by hearing. And so now, right now, we are planting the seed in somebody's life on hearing because we're preaching about Jesus Christ. I gave y'all my testimony. See, and one thing I know, you can't have no testimony unless you go through a test. So I was tested last night. Come on, somebody. We be tested all the time. So now my faith will grow, and I knew that I was healed. I'm not going to let nobody or nothing waver me or cause me to fall from my faith. I'm going to hold on to my faith to the last dying breath of this body.
So, Apostle, you mean that you got that weed faith?
That's right. Come on now. That's good. I like
come
that.
Come on, that weed faith.
That weed faith.
That weed faith grow deep.
It go deep.
No matter how you try to pluck it up.
Come on now.
It's going to come back.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep coming back. Mm. It's hard to kill weed.
It is. It is hard
we
to kill
We got to weed. Have that weed faith this morning. That's what I'm talking about. I like that.
That's right. And we know Satan, he comes with the Roundup and try to kill the weed.
Yes.
Come on now. He tried to kill your faith this morning. Somebody right now, Satan is going to talk to you, say a thing. He's trying to kill your faith. But you got to let him know, hey, you can't kill my faith because I got this weed faith and it grows deep on the inside. So now we're hearing, but when we hear, guess what? We are constantly listening to the word of God. If you want to, and somebody told me, say, now, when you're reading the word, read the word out loud to yourself. And guess what you're doing? You're hearing the word. You speaking the word in the atmosphere. Now you hearing it when you reading the word. I know sometimes when I read, you know how we read on the inside, we know we'll be quiet. But sometimes you got to speak the word out in the atmosphere.
And that's when that word begins to take root.
Yes.
When you hear it.
When you hear.
and you keep repeating it.
Mm, yes.
And sometimes, I don't know about other people, but I know about me. Sometimes I have to, when I'm reading my words, sometimes I have to read it over and over and over again until that thing just catch on the inside. And I go, and then it's like a light bulb.
Come on
just
now.
Pop on.
Pop
and it just, okay.
I got it.
I got this.
Mm.
This is what you mean, God. God will give you revelation knowledge if you seek for it.
Mm-hmm.
So here in Romans 10 and 14, he says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Mm-hmm.
How will they believe in him whom they have not heard?
Mm-hmm.
And how will they hear without a preacher?
That's what we're doing. We are preaching this morning.
You are a preacher. You are ministers of the gospel. You have to have this word on the inside of you so that when somebody come to you, God will give you a word to tell that person.
Yes.
We may not remember the Bible word for word.
Yes.
But the Holy Ghost will bring back to our remembrance what we need at the time we need it.
Yes.
Hearing. Hearing the Holy Ghost, hearing the voice of God speak to us.
Yes, yeah. So what you're saying, Apostle, is this is how faith sets in. When a person began to hear the word, and something on the inside began to happen, and then he become to believe what he have heard, then he began to start calling on the name of Jesus. So once he began to call on the name of Jesus, because the reason why he called on the name of Jesus, that because he believed on Jesus.
That's right.
And the other day, me and Brother Vic was going down to Stewart, and we was on the Ocean Boulevard, and they had a National Prayer Day. And a lot of people was out there praying, and we went about two or three blocks. Then they had a sign up that said, it was a national day of the atheist. I said, now, I rolled by, right? I said, now, why are they out there on National Pride Day? Then the Spirit began to speak to me. Guess what? They say that they're atheists, but yet they still believe in God. Because it's something that you don't believe in, guess what? You ain't going to talk about it. Come on now.
True.
If you don't believe in it, it wouldn't bother you. If you don't believe in what you do, you just go on about your business. So why are they out there? So I'm trying to tell somebody now, if you say you ain't, you still believe in God. Because if you didn't, then you wouldn't be trying to disprove God. You were trying to tell somebody God don't exist if you don't believe. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Now look at this thing. Now,
well, perhaps it's just it's the name. The name scares the devil. Put fear in the devil. See, the devil tries to put fear in us, but in return, God kind of counteract that thing. The devil is just as afraid of God as we are, as he tried to put fear in us to fear him.
Yes, and I understood that they got more faith than what they believe in.
All right.
They got faith because they didn't have faith. They wouldn't be out there trying to disprove God. See, I look at the logic of the thing. See, whenever something that you don't believe, you ain't going to deal with it. You ain't going to fuss with it. You ain't going to throw up no commotion. You going on about your business. But yet, they say, now listen to this now. Every time one get in trouble, who they call on? Jesus. I don't care what they say. When things get real tough, they sure call on Jesus. When they get sick or they get in danger, can't nobody help them. Who they call on? Jesus. Come on, somebody. So don't tell me what you don't believe in. But long as we got faith, and long as we can hear, come on now, and something begin to happen, and I call on him, that means that I got faith. I'm believing, and I truly believe on Jesus Christ. I don't care what nobody say. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ rose on the third day just for me. I am taking this thing personal. I ain't worried about nobody else. But just for me, that whatever I did, I'm a forgiven of my sin. So why not me? I cannot have faith in Jesus Christ. If he's willing to die for something that I deserve, why can't I have faith in the Lord? Why can't I listen and understand who's on my side? Come on, somebody. Who's on my side? Without Jesus Christ, where would we be?
nowhere. I have a question for you, Apostle. Then how then does faith take root in a man?
Okay. And in 1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith and a good conscience. So we got to learn how to hold faith. We got to learn how to grab hold to it. We got to learn how to sink our teeth into it. We got to be like a dog with a bone. When we grab it, hook our teeth into it, and we're not going to turn it loose. We're going to hold on to the faith. And this is what I believe in, and this is what I'm holding on, and this is what I'm doing. And with a good conscience, with a good sound mind, with a good theory, with a good logic, I know who Jesus Christ is. And I'm not going to let nobody shake me. I'm not going to let no circumstances shake me. I'm not going to let no illness shake me. I'm not going to let nothing shake me from my faith. So that's how it take root on the inside. Because you got to have something to hold on.
That's right. Some substance.
You,
some belief.
You got to.
Now here it says, if genuine faith or true faith has already grown out of hearing God's words, by then good conscience will have taken root. These are the virtues God expects a believer to cultivate. So I have to nurture. I have to define myself in what I really truly believe in.
Yes.
Roots.
You got to have roots.
Roots go deep.
Real deep.
So we have to have a good understanding, a foundational understanding of what the Word of God is really saying to us.
Yes.
And believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in the Lord is my shepherd.
Come on now.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I believe those words.
Yes.
Those words, when I say those words come alive in me. So there's nothing that the enemy can put before me to shake my faith.
Yes. Oh, my God. You about to make me want to shout now. Ooh, that's some good stuff there. That's some good we can put on the plate and eat off of that. So now, how does faith grow? And Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will seek me and find me when you search with the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your ability. Guess what? You will find him. And love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. You got to be searching Jesus all the time. I never stop searching. I'm always looking for him. So when I'm diligent, then I can find him. Then you will understand what is the matter, what it means to fear the Lord. You will gain knowledge of God. And fear of God does not mean that I'm afraid of God, but fear of God means that I'm reverencing the Lord in all my understanding.
With all my understanding, with all my heart.
When I'm sick, I'm still giving God praise. When I'm well, I'm giving God praise. When I got a pocket full of money, I'm giving God praise. When I'm broke, I'm giving God praise. When I'm happy, I'm giving God praise.
Praise
when I'm sad,
highest.
I'm giving God praise. Even when I'm sick, I'm giving God praise. If I'm on my deathbed, I'm still giving God praise. I give God thanks in everything that I do, in the good times and in the bad times. Because the Bible said, in all things, give God thanks. So I'm going to reverence God. I'm going to praise God no matter what. So when I'm doing it, guess what? I'm gaining the knowledge of God. I'm knowing who God is. I'm getting closer. I'm getting a good relationship.
The thing about it is, man's faith will continue to grow as he continually to seek God diligently with all his heart.
Yes.
Man's faith will become stronger as he gain and grow in the knowledge of God, thus making him do the works that are required of him to make his faith perfect.
Yes. Okay. Then we got to describe, we got to take in, we got to understand the gospel as the only means of saving our souls. But take it in and understand it's not as easy as believing the gospel. We got to take it in. We got to get understanding. So now, we must accept the gospel and believe in it with all our hearts and do the work that is required. Only then will faith start to grow. Because God said, I require more of you. Mm. People don't understand what that song really means. I require more of you.
And see, requiring more of God, you have to have a conviction.
Come on, yes, you do.
In your heart. If your something heart. Is not right, if you're doing something that is not pleasing to God, then that thing ought to convict your spirit that, now. Hey, I'm doing something wrong. I need to get this right.
Yes.
I need to begin to repent right there.
Yes.
I ought to feel troubled about the thing that I'm doing wrong. Because I'm trying to build my relationship through having faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes. So that requirement, that work that we got to do. See, people think, you know, I'm just going to get saved and I ain't got to do nothing. I'm just going to get saved. I'm just going to sit back on the sofa, get the remote and look at TV. And that's all I need. I don't deal with it. But it's more to it than that. You got to work at this thing in order for your faith to grow. You just can't get lazy and lackadaisy and don't do nothing. You got to continue to love those who God laid, love and hate things that God hate. And we got to be able to show and believe on Jesus Christ. And we got to just grow and grow and grow and grow. And then our faith will be to a point in our life can't nothing shake. Look at Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul got bit by a snake. And everybody standing around waiting for this man to die. All he did was shook the snake off and kept on going. Why? He had faith. He had that, what do you call that? That weed faith. Because his faith had grown rooted deep, and he knew what was going to happen. Because he understood the word of God. He knew who God was, and he knew the word of God. And then whatever God says, well, guess what? It will come to pass.
And the word of God says in Hebrews 11:6, he says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Yes.
For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that the rewards of those who speak of him, he will reward us openly.
This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And our new location is 2865
Southwest Brightington Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. And the telephone number is 772-873-9699.
Yes, and our morning services started, our Sunday school started at 11. And our morning service started at 12. And tomorrow we're having our Mother's Day dinner. So if you want to come out, bring your mother and get some, break the bread with us in the natural and break the bread with us in the spirit. Come on, church, before we get ready to go. Here we go. This is our motto.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.